Nelson, and tune in next week for another edition of Hemispheres. Coming up now is Cabaret.
And good evening, I'm Chris Moore. You may hear me on Mondays and other people on Mondays for Opera Box, Mondays at 7 o'clock, where we kind of open the box and find out what's happening with opera. Cabaret, of course, being the live show on Tuesdays here at KGNU. Oh, by the way, I should say this, we're KGNU 88.5 FM Boulder and 1390 AM Denver. We have a bunch of fantastic opera singers tonight, and also Charity Koepke from the Artists in Residence program at Opera Colorado, which has had a spectacularly successful 40th anniversary season, by the way. And Charity, I have to tell you that Karen and I, 40 years ago, were engaged to be married, but not yet married, and we saw the very first performances of Opera Colorado back then. So when I hear 40th anniversary, I think of more than just opera.
I bet you do. That's exciting. That's
yeah.
Wonderful.
So, and I know you've been with at least, what, 15 years or so?
This is my 15th year with the company,
right.
Yeah.
Everybody knows about Opera Colorado. Even if you don't go to Opera Colorado, you know that there's this opera company that puts on these big operas at the L.A. Calkins Opera House. But there's something else that goes on behind the scenes, and a lot more people actually see what you're doing, Charity, with the great singers that we have here than see performances on the main stage.
They do. We have a whole gamut of programming that we do through our education and community engagement, and in a typical year, we'll serve over 42,000 people with opera just through the programming that we do in the community and in schools, and our artists in residence are an amazing part of that. We sort of refer to them as our calling card for Opera Colorado.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's real important that young people, sometimes very young people, elementary school kids, get to see that opera is really cool, and all these beautiful young people with these gorgeous voices are coming out here and bringing some excitement to the art form before they even know what hit them. So I think that's really great. Let's have you all introduce yourselves. We have six artists in residence this year, and maybe you can each introduce yourself and what your voice style is and also where you come from.
Sure. Thanks so much for having us, Chris. My name is Francesca, and I'm the soprano resident artist here. I'm originally from right outside Washington, D.C., but am immediately coming to Denver from Boston.
Hello, my name is Joanne. I am from London, and I'm the mezzo-soprano on the program.
Hi, my name is David. I'm the tenor of the program, and I'm from San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Hello, my name is Dante Mireles. I'm from McAllen, Texas, and I am the baritone.
My name is Michael Leite Vidal. I am from Miami, Florida, and I'm one of the bass baritones.
Yes, Chris, thank you so much. I'm Turner Staton. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and I am one of our other bass baritones. And I'm the last singer artist in residence, but we do have another.
Yeah, jump up here, our pianist.
My name is Oleg. I'm the pianist for the artist in residence, and I'm from Alessandria, Italy.
Wonderful. Thank you all. So we at least have a little bit of an idea of who you are. One quick question before we start with our first piece here, and that is, besides just singing, do you have to do other things? Do you have to move your stage on? Do you have to be the driver of a van for 300 miles? What are some of the things that you do that have nothing whatsoever to do with singing?
They do all that and more. We are our own crew. We don't have people that travel with us, so we do it all ourselves. For example, Turner is our road manager and Joanne is our stage manager, and so they've learned the behind the scenes stuff for all of it.
Learned and done.
Yep.
Okay. What do you got for us, Charity, for our first tune?
We've got a fun program tonight. We thought we'd start things off with a toast. I thought that would be fun. So the first piece will feature everyone. This is the Champagne Toast from the Opera de Fledermaus by Strauss, and this is the English translation that we have used throughout the season.
Champagne's delicious bubbles, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la, scares all our troubles, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
It mellows politicians and betters world conditions. All diplomats and rulers should keep it in their grips.
They toast champagne, the essence of the essence.
The king of effervescence, the king of effervescence.
A toast, a toast, a toast.
His Majesty we celebrate, long and late. Joyously together we toast champagne the great.
His Majesty we celebrate, celebrate, long and late. Joyously we drink to champagne the great. A toast to champagne the great monarch.
Champagne is so majestic, tra-la-la-la-la-la, la, foreign and domestic, tra-la-la-la-la-la.
It makes the world we live in a better place to give in. All good and jolly fellows should keep it in their cellars.
We toast champagne, the essence of the essence, the king of effervescence, the king of effervescence.
A toast, a toast, a toast.
His Majesty we celebrate, celebrate, long and late, joyously together we toast champagne the great.
His Majesty we celebrate, celebrate, long and late, joyously we drink to champagne the great. A toast to champagne the great monarch.
Champagne is so romantic, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la, glorious and gigantic, tra-la-la-la-la-la-la.
It makes the world look thrilling, and men become more willing. All girls who long for sables should keep it on their tables. We toast champagne, the essence of the essence.
The king of effervescence, the king of effervescence.
A toast, a toast, a toast.
Celebrate, celebrate, long and late.
Joyously together we toast champagne the great.
His Majesty we celebrate, celebrate, long and late. Joyously we drink to champagne.
Have an audience to applaud. But that was really thank you so much. I'm curious, is this one of the operas that we've done a shortened version of this season, or what are the operas that are brought down to say 40 minutes or so to be highlighted for the students in elementary and junior and senior high school?
This is not one of them. This season, though, we have done The Pirates of Penzance, Gilbert and Sullivan's Pirates of Penzance, which has been extraordinarily successful. Everybody that we've taken it to has loved it. And we've done a new abridged version of Gounod's Romeo and Juliet, which combines portions of the opera with portions of the original Shakespearean text. And we actually just did our final performances of both of those last week.
Wonderful. I see one person standing up here, so maybe you can introduce our next piece.
I can. I'm going to introduce the next two pieces because they sort of play off each other a little bit. Francesca is going to come and sing Caro Nome, which is Gilda's aria from Rigoletto, which she actually got to perform earlier in our season and take her main stage debut in that role, which was really exciting. And this is someone talking about their first love and the experiences and what that feels like. Then Dante is going to come up and he's going to sing an aria called A Per Sempre from a Bellini opera, I Puritani. And this is someone that's finding out what it means to lose a love. So we have somebody experiencing a first love and then someone losing a love.
Speak. Dove fugo io mai? Dove mai cielo li orrendi affanni miei? Come quei canti mi risuonano all'alma, amari pianti. Elvira, Elvira, mio sospir soave, per sempre, io ti perdei. Senza speme d'amor, senza speme d'amor, in questa vita, orché rimane a me, orché rimane a me. Sempre io ti perdei, fior d'amore.
fior d'amor, io mia speranza. Alla vita che m'avanza sarà piena, sarà piena di dolor. Quando errai per anni ed anni in poter della ventura, in poter della ventura, io sfidai sciagure a fanni nella speme, nella speme del tuo amor. Io sfidai sciagure a fanni nella speme del tuo amor, del tuo amor. Io sfidai sciagure a fanni nella speme del tuo amor.
Thank you, both of you. That was great. I have to ask, either one of you can maybe try to answer this. You know, I remember when I was 12 years old and I got taken to the Cleveland Orchestra for a rehearsal with Marilyn Horne singing, and I walked away and I said, wow, man, her voice sounds like butterscotch. And, and I'm just thinking that there are probably some really amazing things that kids have said to you or questions that have been asked. Do any of you have a few favorites? I mean, I guess especially from elementary school kids, they're probably the coolest of all.
One of the funniest things that has happened is at Family Day for the opera, which is something that we do where families can come into the opera house and watch the Pirates of Penzance on the stage. We had a little kid right in the front row, and I think it was the first question Charity had taken from the audience, and he raised his hand so enthusiastically, and all he said was, I have a dump truck. And I think that's gone down in history, this year at least.
I think that's one of the funniest ones is we had a kid ask us one year if they've ever sung so high and so long that they've passed out. So
that's a very reasonable
question. Yes, it was.
That may have happened at some time in history. Charity, I know you have some more great music that you've whipped these singers into. So let's talk to the next. Let's find out what's up next.
Next, we have a duet from Francesca and Turner. This is actually from the Opera Don Giovanni, which Opera Colorado will have as part of our season next season. This is the duet La Cera en la Mano. And Don Giovanni is doing his best to woo this young lady, and she turns the tables on him at the end of the duet and agrees to go with him.
Quel casinetto è mio, soli saremo, e la gioiello mio. Ci sposeremo. La girarem la mano, la mi dirai di sì. Vieni non è lontano, partiamo io da qui.
Vorrei e non vorrei, mi trema un poco il cor. Felice ver sarei, ma può burlarmi ancor no, ma può burlarmi. parlarmi ancor.
Vieni, mio bel diletto.
Ti fa pietà, masetto.
Io canterò tua sorte.
Questo non son più forte, non son più forte, non son più forte.
Vieni, vieni, lacidalem la mano.
Vorrei, non vorrei.
Ma mi dirai di sì.
Trema un poco il cor.
Partiam ben mio da qui.
Può burlarmi ancor.
Vieni, mio
padre. Ti fa pietà, masetto.
Io canterò tu sorte.
Questo non son più forte, non son più forte, non son più forte.
Andiam, andiam.
Andiam,
andiam, mio bene,
a risuonare le pene d'un innocente amor.
Andiam, andiam, mio bene,
a risuonare le pene d'un innocente amor.
Andiam.
Andiam,
mio bene, andiam, le pene a ristorar d'un innocente amor.
One thing I'm a bit curious about, I don't know if I could invite Oleg up here. Oleg is our pianist. Typically, pianists kind of sit quietly at the keyboard and just play.
That's right.
But I think there's a lot more going on with you because I see you're listed as a vocal coach as well.
Yeah.
Can you say a little bit about what you're doing beyond, a little bit about accompanying and what's involved with that? Because that can be really challenging, especially if they stumble and you have to help rescue them.
Yeah.
And then what you do is in coaching during the season.
So it's been great with Opera Colorado. I love the company. I love the people that I work with. And the program, it's really nice, and I love work with singers. You know, my mom was an opera singer, so since I grew up, since I started playing piano, I was accompanying her. So my ears are kind of used to working with singers. And also during performance, I need to be very aware of what's going on around me and what the singers need. And that's, I think it's one of the most important things for a collaborative pianist or somebody that accompanies singers in mm-hmm. general.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's
modest. I'll tell you, he's modest.
Do y'all feel like you're learning a thing or two from him too, as well as from Charity?
There is no such thing as a perfect performance when you're doing live performance. There is always something that he has to catch because somebody holds a note longer in the moment than maybe it says they were supposed to on paper. Mm-hmm. And he's always there to catch them. And we're getting ready right now for their final performance, which is this coming Sunday. And we were in rehearsals today, and he was literally helping them learn harmonies and rhythms because that's where it's all starting. And as a coach, that's really what his job is, to help put it all together. And he's modest. He is incredibly talented.
Wonderful. Charity, let us know what our next singer is up to.
Absolutely. We have two really interesting pieces now that a lot of times we don't get to hear because they come from operas that aren't frequently done. Michael is going to come up and he's going to sing Vodnik's aria from Ruzalka, which is by Dvorak. It's essentially the original story of the Little Mermaid. And Vodnik is the water goblin, and he is singing in caution to Ruzalka because she's chosen to become human, and he's warning her of what that could mean if she doesn't succeed. And then after that, Turner's going to come up and he's going to sing an aria called Vi Ravviso from Bellini's La Sonnambula, which is not done very often. And this is essentially, it's a prayer. It's a prayer where he is praying for this young girl that he loves, but he's also remembering what it was like when he was younger and wondering if he's ever going to have those kinds of experiences again now that he's older.
Mm-hmm. barus alco bleda. Staterus vieta zacleta. Bieda. Celis viet nedat in edam, vod nicim rgite rost vietam. Stokrad bis bila človiekem, vei huisi spiata od viecem, sto grad bis bila človiecem, vei huisi spiata od viecem. Bit mnel te človiec Sokrat Nardi hone muže šupoutat. Být měl te člověk stokrát rád. Navždy hone můžeš upoutat. Uborus alco bleda, Zayat av kozlo lidskik pout. Vodat vav šudet je hleda, Chcet je obejmout. Až se zas vrátíš k družkám zvím, budeš jen živlem smrticím. Až se zas vrátíš k družkám zvím, budeš jen živlem smrticím. Vrátíš se žitým u vadla, prokletí Propadla, vrátíš se žitým u vadla, prokletí živluj si propadla.
Bosco, fici la fattoria. Via.
viso o lo chiameni in quieti in cui se leni si tranquillo e ti passò gioventù cal luoghi io vi trovai cal luoghi io vi trovai ma quedi non trovo più vi naviso luoghi a me sai della prima gioventù cal luoghi io ti trovai cal luoghi io vi trovai ma quedi non trovo più cal luoghi io vi trovai ma quedi non trovo più non trovo più non trovo ah sì non trovo non trovo più.
Bravo. Oh, don't go away. There's one more to do. No, we'll wait a second. I just want to ask you a real quick question.
Sure.
There seems to be a lot of love among all of you. I mean, I see you just sitting there when somebody else is singing and you're giving them the thumbs up, you're smiling, some of you are rocking back and forth. And maybe I'm making this up, but you seem to have a pretty good vibe together. Are you going to miss each other? What's it like to build these bonds? I mean, this is going to be happening throughout your career, those of you that will go on to a major opera career.
Yeah, that's a great question, Chris. I mean, I think it's so surreal to be a part of this world, right? It's so different from the normal world of staying in one place or being around the people that you love and the people that you have built lives with. But we build new lives every time we go into a new place. And this has been our family for a long time. And so it's going to be so, so sad to see everybody go off and do great things. But we all are just so supportive of each other. And I'm so, so happy to be a part of it. That's just me.
Right. The rest of you all hate each other, right?
This has been a very special year. Sometimes the groups click and sometimes they don't, and they are always very professional with each other and respectful, but this group has clicked, and it's been an amazing thing to watch them go through the year with lots of highs and lows. I mean, we've had everything from broken bones to missed performances because of COVID and you name it, but they have just excelled through every challenge because they have been so supportive of each other.
Charity, we have somebody who kind of calls herself the opera mom in the Met auditions that Karen and I are involved in. In what ways are your roles more than just a teacher, I guess, when you're taking on talented young artists like this?
It's so funny because on their first day on contract, I do a briefing with them, and one of the very first things I tell them is that I'm not their mom.
Oh, okay.
But so that doesn't always hold true. It is a lot about being a teacher and a mentor, but also being someone that nurtures them in their talent and where they are and helps them reach that next thing. That is inherently what I see my goal as, is to be the one that nurtures that talent. But also Opera Colorado really tries to nurture them as a person and not just a voice, because they bring themselves into everything that they do. So we want to make sure that they feel supported as a person while they're with us.
I hope you all have felt that way this past year. Charity, let's go ahead and line up our next singers.
This is quite possibly one of the most challenging duets to sing in all of opera. This is known as the Presentation of the Rose duet from De Rosenkavalier. And Francesca and Joanne are going to come sing this. They have been singing this together since October. The first time they did this in public was in October, and it just blows my socks off every time I hear it. We have a rose knight presenting this silver rose to Sophie, and there's a little bit of a zing between the two of them, and you can hear it in the music when it happens.
Und war so sehr.
Please don't go away, because very briefly, you know, you may not know this, but the people who are listening to this show are, you know, used to listening to rock and roll, blues, punk, you know, whatever, every, you know, on the show here. They're not used to hearing opera, and they may not know anything about pants rolls. So sure. Since you're wearing pants, as it happens, Joanne, and our soprano happens to be wearing a dress, so it just is perfect, I guess. But just so everyone knows, pants roles are when a woman dresses up as a man and acts as a man in some role, whether it's Handel or Mozart or Beethoven, or in this case, Richard Strauss in the early 20th century. I don't know, maybe these performances will be illegal in Tennessee from now on. But do you want to say just a little bit about that? Because it looks like that's going to be a big part of your future.
Yeah, it is.
Mezzo-sopranos always get to sing the role of boys and men.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting you bring it up with this piece, because it was not traditional practice in the early 20th century to use women in male roles, in the pants roles. I think Richard Strauss was just paying homage to the old days, where composers like Handel would use it because they wanted young male sounds. So they want the pre-voice broken sound, so they use women's voices, because castrati were no longer allowed. So there's no need for it in opera anymore, but it's so fun to get to do, as a woman, play these male roles. I find sometimes it's a lot easier because female sensibilities have changed over the years, and I find myself a lot more comfortable in pants. So it's a lot of fun for me.
And she sounds so good.
And as an actress, what do you have to learn about what it's like to be a young guy? You know, I mean, do you, in terms of your body language and that sort of thing?
You know, I always tell people I thought I would have to spend years watching men and figuring out how to walk like men, but I really just walk like myself. I actually find it's a bit more effort to be very feminine on stage.
Okay, a little less makeup for your job, I guess. Well, thanks, both of you. That sounded exquisite.
Thank you.
Sheridan, let's go back to you, because
absolutely.
I think, let's see, what do we have here? Looks like we've got about 16 minutes mm-hmm. and a couple pieces left.
We've got three pieces
okay,
left.
Can do this.
So next up, we have two more solo pieces. The first is going to feature David, our tenor. This is the aria from Lucia di Lammermoor, and I don't want to tell you too much because David is going to tell you a lot just through the voice on this aria, but his character has just found out that the woman that he loves has died, and you will hear the rest of that as David sings. And then Joanne will come up, and she is going to sing this glorious aria from Samson and Delilah, which is an opera that is very rarely done, and we are so lucky because it's in our season next season. But this is Mon Coeur, and it is Delilah's aria where she is singing about love and passion to Samson.
Tombe degli avi miei, l'ultimo avanzo d'una stirpe infelice, de raccogliete voi. Cessò dell'ira il breve fuoco, sul nemico acciaro abbandonarmi vo. per me la vita è orrendo peso. L'universo intero è un deserto per me senza Lucia. Di faci tuttavia splende il castello. A scarsa fu la notte al tripudio. Ingrata donna, mentr'io mi strucco in disperato pianto, tu ridi esulti accanto al felice consorte. Tu delle gioie in seno, tu delle gioie in seno, io dell'amore. Fra poco a me ricovero, darà negletto a vello una pietosa lacrima, non scenderà su quello. Oh, fin degli estinti ai misero manca il conforto a me. Tu pur dimentica quel marmo dispregiato, mai non passarvi, o Barbara, del tuo consorte alato. Oh, rispetto almen le ceneri di chi morì per te, rispetto almen le ceneri di chi morì per te, mai non passarvi, tu lo dimentica, rispetto almeno chi muore per te, mai non passarvi, tu lo dimentica, rispetto almeno chi muore per te. Rispetta almen le ceneri, oh, di chi morì per te.
just a few more minutes, so we're going to finish out with a big ensemble piece here. I do want to mention to anybody who may not be familiar with opera that all these singers have to be trained to sing in front of audiences of 1,000, 2,000, 4,000 people with no microphones. And I can tell that you've all been trained to do that because I think I'm going deaf in this little studio here. so maybe y'all can just kind of line up. And I know, Sherida, you have one last blowout for us here as
we
a grand finale.
Absolutely. I also want to invite everyone listening to come and see their final performance of the season. It's this coming Sunday, June 4th, 2 o'clock p.m., and we'll be performing in the studio loft at the L.A. Calkins Opera House. You can visit our website for more information. We do still have just a few tickets left, so go to operacolorado.org for more info. We wanted to round things out in a little bit of a party atmosphere. So I don't know how many people realize where the can-can rhythm and melody actually came from. It actually came from an opera called Orpheus in the Underworld by Offenbach. And that is what we are about to sing for you. This is the finale of that opera.
My goodness, that was so great, especially watching, I won't say who, but one of you actually dancing the can-can just a little bit at the end there, that who shall remain anonymous. Sherida, I want to really thank you for rounding up all these great singers, and I want to thank each and every one of you, and our fantastic pianist too, Oleg, for coming together out here in Boulder and introducing us to an art form that some of us who are listening don't know anything about.
Our pleasure. What a delight. Thank you for having us.
My name is Chris Moore, and this is KGNU, 88.5 Boulder, and 1390 AM Denver. And I have 20 more seconds to talk. Hey, Charity, very briefly, just name the operas that we have for next season, next year.
Absolutely. We have a phenomenal 41st season. We are starting off with Don Giovanni. Then we go to The Flying Dutchman. So, yes, folks, there will be a pirate ship on that stage.
All right.
And we end with the phenomenal Samson and Delilah, which you just heard the aria from.
Sherida, thank you again. We have only 5 seconds before we're off. So each and every one of you have a great summer.
Thank you so much. Beginning on June 3rd, 2023, KGNU's weekly evening freeform music show, Sound Lab, will begin broadcasting on Tuesday nights from 8 to 10 p.m., and our weekly Latin music show, Corriente, will be aired from 6 to 8 p.m. on Saturday evenings. KGNU will no longer air the BBC News Hour on Saturdays from 6 to 7 p.m., but instead will provide 5-minute BBC international headlines at 1:01, 4:01, and 6:01 p.m. Feedback about these programming changes may be submitted through the KGNU programming comment form found online at kgnu.org.
This is KGNU FM 88.5 Boulder, KGNU 1390 Denver.
Buenísimas noches, ladies and gentlemen and women, girls and boys, señores y señoras, vatas y vatos, locos y locas, cholas y cholos, toititaos y toititoas. Ha-ha. You're tuned in to KGNU's Latin music show, Corriente, con música para la gente. I'm Lito, el loco del barrio Pocho, su comunicador en el 30 de mayo del 2023. It's the 30th of May of 2023. Today is the 157th anniversary of the day in 1848 when the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo went into effect, turning over one half of the territory de la República de los Estados Unidos Mexicanos to the U.S., the country that named itself for an entire continent. 64 years later, on this date in 1912, the U.S. Marines invaded Nicaragua, beginning the 22-year-long military occupation of Nicaragua that was part of the series of U.S. military invasions and occupations in the Caribbean and in Central America from 1898 through 1934 that are known as the Banana Wars. May is Asian Pacific Islander Awareness Month, so tonight's show will feature music by Asian Pacific Islander Latinas y Latinos, as well as Latin music by Asian bands. Here's El Rey del Mambo, El Inimitable Pérez Prado, recorded at a sellout concert at the 5,000-seat Kokusai Theater in Tokyo in 1960, over a half century ago.
Uno, dos, tres!
Support comes from Youth on Record's 5th Annual Music Matters March, a month-long campaign where local businesses come together to make a difference for Colorado's young creatives. With a growing list of over 40 participating locations, all in support of Youth on Record during the month of March. More information at youthonrecord.org.
Yeah. Nos vamos y maleantes representando Venezuela, Colombia, el corazón, Divagash.